New pitcher on the mound for the Pelicans here to start the sixth inning. It's Dustin Evans. Brent Butts exits after five innings. He allowed three runs. They were all earned. Scattered five hits. Three of those hits were extra base hits, a pair of doubles and a two-run homer. Walked three batters and struck out three. The new man, Evans, wears number 33. Right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 200 from Rome, Georgia. Almost a homegrown type guy. He's 23 years old. He will face the 20-year-old, Carlos Rivera, who squares to bunt. Pulls back on the first pitch from Evans. It's low. Ball one. Rivera this season, 261 average. Three home runs, 43 RBIs tonight. One for two. The two on RBI double in the first inning. Hits that one hard, deep to left center, going back toward the scoreboard, kiss it goodbye! And it's off of the scoreboard in the BB&T Coastal Field side. Carlos Rivera hits that one out of sight, and it ties the ball game again. An inning after Carlos Santana tied it with a two-run shot of his own, Rivera ties it with one swing, and it's 4-4. The Indians did not hit any home runs through the first two games of this series. Two in successive innings ties it up each time. And now here's Romero after the Rivera leadoff homer. Give him credit for his fourth home run of the year in RBI number 45. Newman takes the first pitch fastball for a strike 0-1. Newman today struck out and grounded to second. He's 0-2. The 0-1 pitch. Outside and low, one ball and one strike. So take Butts off the hook for what would have been his first win and his first start. The line from Evans, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball inside and low, two balls and one strike to Newman. 8-20 on this road trip is Romero. Three walks, two runs scored, five ribbies. His last home run came almost a month ago on the 10th of July. Won't get one here as he grounds it to second. Jones makes the play to his right, throws to first in time, and there's one away. Home runs from Santana and now Carlos Rivera tie the score each in the fourth and fifth innings. Indians showing the importance of this game. They will have four meetings more with the Pelicans. Certainly not out of it by any means. If a win is garnered tonight by the K-Tribe, it brings them to 4.5 back. Ground ball to second on the first pitch to Johnny Drennan. He throws to first base in time, two away. So after the home run, Evans retires the next two on ground balls to the right side of the infield. And here's Cumberbatch with two out, nobody on. Cumby advanced on a fielder's choice in the second and struck out looking in the fourth. His average now up to 241 coming into the ballgame. Two home runs, 38 RBIs. Evans from the middle of that rubber winds and deals the first pitch. Outside and low, one ball, no strikes. Still for Butts, you have to like what you see out of him as the Pelicans did not know what they were going to get out of the guy who hadn't gone more than 3 2/3. In a previous appearance this year. Fastball catches the outside corner 1-1. And he was making his first professional start. He had 30 relief appearances. And you got to like what you saw out of him if you're a Pelican supporter. The Indians get him off the hook to start the top of the sixth. High chop up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Marcial. It goes through to center field. What should be a two-out single. I haven't put it up on the board yet. It would be a tough error if they gave it to Marcial, and they don't. It's a single for Cumberbatch, the seventh K-Tribe hit. They have now out-hit the Pelicans 7-6. Each have scored four runs. Indians have one error. It was for Rivera. He certainly made up for things, though, after the two-run error with a game-tying home run here earlier in this inning. Here's Arnell, who doubled and scored on the Santana home run back in the fifth. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it at the plate. 0-1. Just the third extra base hit on the year for Arnell. The oft-used middle infielder, playing in his 26th game. Went down to Low A Lake County, though, and got some good playing time. Another bolt of lightning comes across the outer reaches of our horizon. Haven't seen a raindrop yet, though. Thank goodness. The 0-1. Bound off the end of the bat. Bouncing off the Myrtle Beach dugout. And it's nothing in two. In his last game down at Low A Lake County, Arnell collected an RBI walk-off single. That was on July the 29th. Then was sent down to Kinston from up in Ohio. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and that retires the side. The fans here in Myrtle Beach get free washer fluid for that one. He was the advanced auto parts strikeout man of the game. But that retires the side after Carlos Rivero goes deep on a solo home run to tie the score. Indians 4, Pelicans 4 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth on the Kinston Indians Radio Network.